Welcome in to the Tapping the Keg Daily Podcast for Monday. It is March 18th. We're going to be going over the bracket. It is out. Marquette gets a 2 seed. We'll talk about that. We'll talk about the disrespect to the Big East. We'll also touch on Wisconsin before filling out the bracket with our guy, Shea Ken. It's been a while. He's going to be joining us. We'll do that. We'll also talk about the Milwaukee Bucks and where they sit right now. They had a good weekend on Thursday as well as Sunday. Really good win on Sunday without Giannis. Get ready for that Boston series and then anything else that comes to the table. So let's welcome in Shea Ken. Shea Ken on X, Instagram, as well as Facebook, and then an underscore on the X Twitter platform. What's up, buddy? Long time no talk. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm good, man. Yeah, best time of the year, so I'm excited. March is here. We had Selection Sunday, and the next couple of weeks they're just good. Got a nice Bucks win, so it's right. Been good today.
Yeah, for sure. And this best time of the year. I love it. I think the bracket, unfortunately, I don't think was how I expected it to be. was just one of those. I think with all the bid stealers, they didn't know what to do. And I think they had a plan coming in mind. And, you know, as the great Mike Tyson once said, everybody has a plan until you get punched in the mouth. And I think Duquesne, NC State, Oregon, all are 11s, and they weren't going to be in this tournament, and Oregon too. So all literally the entire 11 line is bid stealers. So it feels like they almost are like, okay, now what do we do from here? And it was a really surprising bracket. I wasn't that surprised on where Marquette is and everything like that. But it's definitely going to be interesting to see how this all transpires.
Yeah, I think I was in the selection show. They said they had 5 bid stealers in this year alone, and they've had 3 like that altogether in the past, you know, few years. So this was, they said this is one of the hardest years they've ever had to do. You mentioned it, you know, Syracuse got knocked out by NC State and they just go on this incredible run. You know, you had some teams getting knocked out early, right? Florida, Atlantic got knocked out pretty early in their tournament.
By a dog shit Temple team who was accused for gambling two weeks ago and they nearly got into the tournament.
But that's what's so crazy about March is you'll get these teams that just get hot, right?
I
kind of like Wisconsin. I don't love their matchup, which we'll talk about. But you talk about a team that earlier in the year looked like a pretty, you know, top 25 team regularly, and they just go on this terrible run of games and losses, and then they look whole again in the tournament. So it's sickening about March, but also the best part about it too.
Yep, absolutely. Well, before we get going, why don't you tell the people where you're at if they want to do a little bracket and clubbing Friday, Saturday night this week.
So just Friday this weekend at the Sophie, getting back into the swing of things. But March, you know, when the games go on and you have those late West Coast games, you know, there's always something going on. So it's always fun to have kind of the tournament in the background of of a club night or the start of the night. And some people's brackets will be busted by then.
Oh, yeah.
But always a good vibe at the Sophie. And we got a couple coming up in April, and RWB and Trinity, kind of the regular cast and crew of spots. But just getting it kind of in the back in the swing of things. And this weather's certainly helping out.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be rocking here in April as it all continues. I got to give a shout out to the Foxhole in Shorewood, new spot. It's a craft beer place. They had a ton of TVs, super friendly bartenders. Their chef is the sous chef, was the sous chef at Betterment, the like supper club place across the street. And yeah, it was really good. So if you guys are looking for a spot to watch games and you're on the corner of the North Shore, I had nothing but good things to say about it. My only slight complaint with them is they didn't patch in the sound for the Marquette game. But other than that, was smooth sailing.
Nice. Yeah, it was good. Check out a new spot. Sounds like you guys had a big meal.
I was
shit about that yesterday. But
the food was great. And I, The thing is like they also had a reminder on their TV for when the Marquette game was, and they're like, and they like it flashed on the screen, like, oh, turn it to this channel. Like every bar should do that. That is like a number one pet peeve of mine, and especially around this time of year when they only put on one game. Like I famously remember being at Flannery's when RIP Flannery's, but when we used to go there a lot in March, kind of a tradition. We went there on like Thursday nights a lot. And the Badgers were playing Thursday nights, and one of their bartenders put the Badgers on every fucking TV. And a buddy of mine yelled out, like, put some other games on. And we like bullied this guy into like putting on multiple games on the TV. Like, I hate those people who feel like you gotta put the TV, you gotta spam it on every TV screen. It's just ridiculous. So if you are going out Friday night and you're maybe not a Badger fan, maybe reconsider that, so you get the multiple TV option.
A couple spots, right? Sophie's not a great sports bar, they aren't one, but I think we talked about it, right? Brewery's a good spot. Certainly they'll be heavy on the Marquette in Wisconsin. Brothers, I think we've talked about that last year, like Incredibles, host up for the day. There's a good couple in that area that you can catch a day's worth of games and feel pretty good. So
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. Yeah, there's a lot of great spots, and yeah, it's should be an awesome week. Who knows what the unpredictable nature will bring, as we talked about in the open, of just how crazy it's been with championship week. And we can start with Marquette. I had no complaints. I kind of we all sort of I say we like the Marquette fan base all sort of saw 2 seed in Indy, saw being in Houston's bracket because Purdue gets knocked down a peg because of the loss to Wisconsin. Houston elevates up, and obviously we wouldn't have been put with UConn. And Marquette gets the 2. They're in Indianapolis. Kind of lame. Western Kentucky is like only a 3.5 hour drive from, so there might be a few more fans there, but overall it's a fine draw. Florida's a little scary. Colorado, Boise State could be scary, but I at the end of the day, I think these guys are so laser focused on making it far in March, to kind of quell a lot of narratives. And as others have said, like if Shaka doesn't get to the second weekend this week, this year, is he ever going to get to the second weekend? Like, is he just then go into that group of like coaches in March who just can't trust, like a Rick Barnes, like a Matt Painter, Brad Underwood, I think kind of carries some of that, the Illinois coach. And that's going to be a very big storyline for Marquette, and I think the pressure will be real heading into the weekend.
I think that Florida, we'll go through it. Colorado, Florida are two teams that I kind of like. I think Boise State was they were at large. They were one of those
One of the
kind of
last
on the
in.
bubble ones. But no, they looked good. I had, played at Brewery for 5 hours during the day yesterday, Saturday, and got a chance to watch. They look good. I mean, they, like you said, I think kind of held on as long as they could and kind of just ran out of gas. Klingon is like another, I'm sure you can relate to. I think he's got kind of the ED ref whistle, just so big, and gets a lot of those ticky tack calls, and you hope it's officiated a little bit differently in the tournament, but who knows? We'll see.
And then there is a possibility that you could get a Marquette Wisconsin Elite Eight in Dallas, Texas on Easter Sunday, which I would probably need to be so heavily medicated for that game that but I don't know if I should say I highly doubt it, but it's definitely on the table. And Wisconsin gets a 5. They bolster their resume through just going through the Big Ten tournament. I think, at the start of the Big Ten, championship week, you could have even put Wisconsin at a 7, and then they move up and they've kind of figured it out, and they face a very talented James Madison team, but a James Madison team that hasn't played in basically a week. So there's definitely going to be a rest versus rust sort of debate. And you could argue that James Madison is going to be probably the second most trendy 12 seed. I feel like McNeese State might be more trendy, but I think there's going to be a lot of people that are going to want to put James Madison in there going forward, or potentially in their Sweet 16.
I mean, they're a fast team. What they have three losses or four losses on the entire
Three
year.
losses all season.
Not like a crazy, out of conference schedule, but yeah, I mean, that's a tough matchup for Wisconsin, and if Wisconsin does their thing and slows the game down, I like their chances. But I didn't love that draw. It was probably, other than McNeese State, like you mentioned, they were probably my least favorite draw for that 12-5, especially when Wisconsin was sitting there.
Right. And I think for the Badgers too, I don't know for their fans, and that the players won't give a shit, but the fact that Duke's sitting right there in the second round and after, 2015 still sort of just is in everybody's back of their head. And I think that that's like a revenge spot potentially. And yeah, we'll see if the Badgers can, make this run now after, Greg Gard basically, I don't know if he was on the hot seat. I think some fans wanted him gone. He then wins three games, and if he wins again, no one will care. But if he loses, I don't know. I don't know what the energy will be. And it's definitely, they have a guy like AJ Storr, who I don't think they've had really, since I recall. Like, Decker was a little bit like that at times, but it, like, I'm trying to just think of a wing guy that can just score when you need it. Maybe like Alondra Tucker, maybe would be a better comparison. But
Yeah, I was actually having a conversation with a coworker who went to Madison. We were having this exact discussion. It came up because we talked about high school basketball in Wisconsin, how Wisconsin will never see those recruits, because they don't like to play that style game. But like I said, I'm a big AJ Storr fan. I do think probably not this year. I think next year he's probably late first round guy. I think he's that good. Yeah, they just play a different brand of basketball, but it works. And I think in the Big Ten, that you see so many of the same teams, they kind of have the script on you. And I think that's what March is all about, is like, these guys have never seen you, or they don't play. So, a style of play like that can work in your favor. So.
Yeah, no question about it. All right, well, let's get to the bracket. So we did this last year. Mitch is not with us this year. Said it was past his bedtime. That's okay. And we'll go through the bracket. And this will be the people's bracket. If we have a disagreement, we have the randomizer there. We'll talk about the games. I think we can we safely say there's not going to be an FDU this year? We feel good that all the one seeds advance.
Yes. I promise you, even if I thought there was an inkling, I wouldn't pick it. It's just I don't have that much confidence in an Elite 16, let alone, certainly not this year.
There's no big balls. So we'll start in the South, because that's where Marquette and Wisconsin both are, and we'll go South, and then we'll go East, and then we'll go West, and we'll go Midwest, and then we'll wrap up with the Final Four. Now, last year, people forget, you were on Miami last year,
And
and
Kansas State.
we talked you out of Miami. And we disagreed with you on that. I can't remember if we put Miami in, but last year was such a mess, with everything. And I remember wanting to pick Florida Atlantic, but I was worried about their size against Purdue. And lo and behold, that was never a worry
Didn't
because
even matter.
didn't matter. Didn't matter at all. And they do have that one big guy, but that's it. They just have Vlad, and then that's all the size they have. So we will start in the South. We'll start with Marquette against Western Kentucky. I'll pull up the KenPom screen with me as we talk through the matchup. The big thing that stands out right away is Marquette's ability to force turnovers. Western Kentucky struggles. They turn the ball over a lot. Pretty bad metrics there. I don't necessarily see an upset here. I just think schematically, this is a matchup that fits what Marquette wants to do. I can't be talked into it. I know I'm a homer, but I don't really see a Cinderella Western Kentucky run, even though they do have an awesome mascot.
I might surprise you here. No, I'm just kidding. No, I yeah, Marquette advances. Western Kentucky plays the fastest of any team in college basketball, I believe. Certainly the fastest in the tournament. Get up a lot of shots, tons of possessions. But when you're playing against Marquette, they just do it better. So I don't see an upset here.
Yeah, this game could easily be like 100 to 8, 100 to 80, like really
Right,
high
right.
scoring, fun little Friday afternoon affair. So we won't pick the first five, so which will be hard because we'll have Florida or we'll have Colorado. So it's really hard to know exactly. I mean, we can just look at their profiles. It's definitely a tough
So
thing to break.
you
Go ahead.
think Colorado's winning that 10 game?
Well, we could look at it. I mean, yeah, I think we
I like
probably should start there. Yeah, you like Colorado?
I do. Now I don't know. That's what's so weird about it, is kind of looking at it early. It's like, all right, you're looking at the matchup, totally different. Colorado versus Florida versus Boise
Right.
in Florida, you look at it totally different. I do really
Right.
like Colorado. Da Silva and Williams, like, good long wings. I was actually really impressed with them today watching. Didn't you know? And they got the big boy,
Lumpkin,
Lumpkin,
Lampkin from
Lamkin.
TCU. Yeah.
Yes, yep, the transfer. They've got good size, good wings.
Yeah.
I think I like them against. I like them against Boise. I don't think I would pick them against Florida, though.
Yeah, I think it comes down to sometimes a little bit of conference too, right? Like Colorado's in the Pac-12. Pac-12 hasn't been a good conference all year. Pac-12 struggled outside of the Pac-12. Mountain West was good, but like the committee chair was like problem. The reason why the Mountain West got underseeded is they didn't do a lot in the non-conference. And you look at like Boise State, and it's like, yeah, they had a nice win against St. Mary's, but they lost to Clemson by 20. They lost to Virginia Tech, who isn't even in the tournament, by 7 points, and lost to Washington State. So yeah, I lean Colorado, but I would agree with you that I'd probably go Florida. I just think Florida's playing pretty good
Now,
basketball right now. And I think you'll get a rematch of a Sweet 16 matchup from Marquette. That was, I forget what year that was. Bradley Beal was at Florida. But that was a while back. So those two teams have met in the tournament before, and you'll get Marquette and Florida.
yeah, and I won't fight you on this one, but Hanlogan is out. He
Yeah.
broke his leg today.
Right.
So I kind of like, I'll have to look at that for my
Do
personal one. I
you
kind of
like
like the
Col I mean,
size.
if you like Colorado, we could disagree and put it in the randomizer and
No,
see where it goes.
this isn't a good one for the randomizer just yet. I'm fine
Yeah.
with Florida.
So Kentucky has an interesting one against Oakland. I realize that you're like, how could they potentially be in an interesting spot? Kentucky allows a lot of threes. So does Oakland. So this really comes down to who makes three pointers, and that can get a little tricky. And I do think Kentucky ends up winning, but I'm just flagging it as I would be really, and I know Marquette's in their region, but I would be really careful with. I've gotten burned by Kentucky a lot in my past, and they can shoot the hell out of the ball, but it really comes down to what defense shows up night in, night out.
Yeah, and with them, it's always, you don't have vets, right? I mean, most of
No.
these guys are one and done, they're two and done.
Right.
You know, some of the guys are Shibway and some of the other
Right.
guys, but you have dynamic scorers everywhere, right? Antonio Reeves, Reed Sheppard, who came out of nowhere. Dillingham
Right.
is probably the most exciting player to watch in college basketball, in my opinion. You almost wonder if, like, it gets tight and pressure's on,
Yeah,
do they
who's the guy?
have.
Yeah, who's
Right,
the
who's the
guy?
guy? Where are they going? And that's the one thing I always kind of worry about with Kentucky. This is not the most talented team they've ever had by any stretch, but individually they have guys that could take over a game at any stretch. But they are certainly on high alert for upset watch. Maybe not in this one, but maybe an early exit two in round two.
Yeah, absolutely. So then we move on, but I think we're both saying Kentucky, right? So
Correct. Yep.
chalk so far. We have Texas Tech against NC State. DJ Burns, who's going to be America's sweetheart with being just the biggest boy that you'd ever see. NC State getting in there. I do wonder a little bit about NC State stamina. I realize they're going to get some time off, but it is Thursday. So they are playing like right away. Now this would be so okay. So let's if we do the math there. So they played 5 days and 5 games and 5 nights, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, three. So basically 4 days off, and then they have their sixth game in 10 days, really. I realize a lot of these guys have played in the AAU circuit and everything like that, but that's at least a little bit concerning. Now, NC State really does, they have one guy who's kind of big. They don't necessarily have a very big team, so that
No.
could work to NC State's advantage with DJ Burns. I think I like NC State, but I could definitely see a case for, or I like Texas Tech, but I could see a case for NC State in this game.
Yeah. I think, they were riding such a high of emotion. They had some injuries during the year too. I like the Raiders. Texas Tech played some tough games, tough schedule, and really have guys, again, that's a team that has scores all
Oh,
over
yeah.
the court.
Yeah.
They can put up points pretty quickly. So, I lean towards Texas Tech. I think the fun little story for NC State doesn't get past the first round.
Now, I'm sure as a Syracuse fan, seeing Vermont as a 13 seed is a little bit of a trigger. But I'm
You
sorry.
had to get it in.
I had to. I had to. I'm sorry. I mean, it's a it is a foundational friendship core memory of us sweating out a TJ Sorensen game and couldn't get it on a TV because that was when they didn't broadcast all the games.
That was
And
so brutal.
but Duke, Vermont, a team that Marquette beat last year. Vermont always seems to get in the tournament, but they never actually make any noise. Didn't necessarily, they did play one common opponent, Virginia Tech, and Virginia Tech blew them out. So that you have that going for you. I mean, this would be some shock the world type shit if Vermont was able to get this done, but I don't know. I think Duke, even though I'm not like that impressed with Duke this year, I can't see Duke losing this basketball game.
No, I think Duke, two senior lad. You got Filipowski. Still really like Roach. He's one of those
Yeah, Roche.
Van
Yeah.
Wilder guys.
Oh yeah, definitely.
I don't think Vermont has the juice to hang with Duke, unfortunately.
Yeah, and if this was a normal year where you didn't have so many upsets in the mid-major, Vermont's probably like they were last year, a 14 or a 15 seed. So they kind of are overseeded a little bit based on that, based on what sort of transpired within the mid-majors. Okay. Wisconsin, James Madison. It's JMU, man. So
I
they,
know.
it's, you look at it, they are trendy. They haven't played a team as good of Wisconsin, according to KenPom, since literally November 6th when they played Michigan State. It's the big thing that stands out to me is Wisconsin gives up a, they don't necessarily give up a lot of threes, but when they do give them up, it's bad. They're one of the worst teams in terms of a 3-point defense. So that worries you. JMU does force a lot of turnovers, and that's something Wisconsin doesn't do. So that works kind of to the advantage of the Badgers. I don't know, man. Like I think sometimes being in those tournaments can wear on you a little bit. And I actually think JMU benefits from having some time off versus the, sort of consistent playing of Wisconsin. So I'm going JMU, but I'll be curious to see if you're with me or against me.
Man, I feel like we might just have to do the randomizer for this one, because
Okay.
I like I said before, with Wisconsin, they were, started off hot and then just had a terrible stretch, and then they looked like themselves again. Like, what Wisconsin are we going to get? And I have why I want to do randomizer for this is because I think whoever's winning this game is a Sweet 16, is not a lock, but that would be my thought, is either Wisconsin or James Madison. One of these guys is actually going to get to Sweet 16. So
Yeah,
that's why I'm
I don't
feeling.
actually, yeah, I don't actually hate that. I'm really kind of out on Duke. I feel like Duke is, they just haven't shown me anything against good teams this season. Like they lost to Carolina twice. They lost to Baylor. They lost, no, they beat Baylor, but Baylor's the only good team they beat. They lost to Arizona. Like, I don't know. I think, and I also think the ACC is trash. And so I guess that's a little bit of kind of my Big East bias coming out, but I just really think the ACC got in out of respect versus what the ACC actually is. So I do agree with that. So we'll see. I get it. You get James Madison. We're here. That is that the randomizer got us. So there we go. We are in with James Madison. Nebraska, Texas A&M. I am banging down the door for Nebraska. Texas A&M allows so many threes. I am telling you, I feel maybe the most confident about
Tominaga.
Tominaga is A the shit. But
Yes.
I'm just like, if you look at the discrepancies in three pointers, and I know that's not the only thing, and I realize that if the rims aren't hot, they shoot 30. So in terms of percent point distribution, they shoot 36, like 36 in all of college basketball. Texas A&M gives up the 10th most three pointers in all of college basketball. So it's like, I don't know.
Something's got to give, yeah.
Well, right. It's like this isn't like an elite 3-point defensive team. And that's why I got to go Nebraska and Fred Hoiberg.
Yeah, I'm with you there. I didn't love Texas A&M in the yeah, in just watching some of the games this weekend, I didn't love their
I mean,
play toward them.
they blew an 18-point lead. Like they blew an
Right.
18-point lead against Florida,
And they were,
and
yeah,
go
they
ahead.
were so confident, so cocky going into the half,
Right.
like barking at the bench, and all of a sudden Florida goes on, and I was like, man, Florida looks like real bad, and they go on this run, and yeah, they couldn't get a bucket down the stretch. They were stretching, and I kind of like Nebraska's brand of basketball. I like the Tominaga kind of storyline, so I'm with you there and with the pick.
And I will tell you, and we'll go now to the second round. I don't think Houston will lose, but Houston also gives up a lot of threes. So don't be surprised if everyone's like, oh my God, Houston's in a fight. I'm not going to predict it, but I will tell you right now that's going to be a close game and it will come down to the wire, but I still will take Houston in that spot.
Yep.
And we agreed on James. We talked about James Madison.
I like it.
Kentucky, t Texas Tech is interesting. Texas Tech, it is battle tested, probably from the two best conferences. If you look at, we go back to Texas Tech and look at, kind of their resume. I don't know if they have any SEC teams on there. They had a pretty solid non-con, but a lot of their non-conference was beating up against the sort of quote unquote teams that weren't as good. None of these teams really are tournament teams, right? You lost to
Nova, Butler,
Villanova,
yeah.
you lost to Butler. In terms of into the Big 12, they didn't necessarily, though, I guess their signature win was Kansas, but Kansas was missing a bunch of guys in that game. They weren't able to beat Iowa State. But is Kentucky really at that level? I don't know. I understand people really like this Kentucky team. It's not like this is an experienced bunch. Joseph Toussaint has been in school forever. But does Texas Tech have enough to pull off that upset, or are you still going to lean Kentucky?
I think I still lean Kentucky here.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean that's going to be another
I mean, that'd
shootout.
be awesome. Yeah,
Yeah.
that'll be a barber. I agree. I think I lean Kentucky. I could see it. I might change that in my personal bracket, but for the sake of it, I'll take Kentucky. Okay, are we getting an SEC rematch in the Sweet 16, or are you going to ride with Marquette? I am worried about Florida's ability to offensive rebound. That's a chief concern that Florida Gators, I just don't know. Todd Golden, he coached San Francisco before this. Like this, I might be his first NCAA tournament appearance. I know. Yeah, I don't think. Oh no, they made it in 2022. That's where he got hired, but. So they were in the tournament in 2022? Oh yeah, that's right. They lost the 10 seed to Murray State and over. That game was crazy. I was out that night. I saw that. I watched that finish at Slate, if I now remember correctly.
Murray State, was that the John Morantian that put out Marquette
No,
that year?
that was like after Ja Morant, but that team was really good. I mean,
Oh, you said 22,
They were 31-2 that year. They were a very, very
yeah.
good basketball team. But and that game rocked. But yeah, that was a wild day because I watched Marquette lose at Brothers. Then I got the news that Davante Adams got traded that day. And
Mm
I and my wife called, who was stranded in the airport in New York,
that's correct. I remember that.
because and I said, I'm in crisis mode. Like, but yeah, overreacted a little bit.
I
Not
think
me.
I
Go
was
ahead.
gonna say, I think with the injury, I worry about Florida. I don't worry about Florida as much for Marquette. Marquette's, I mean, Florida's still a big team, but I think without that, I don't have a problem with Marquette winning that one. I probably wouldn't either. I probably would have had them beating Florida even without the injury, but yeah, I think they're comfortably in that 16, Sweet 16.
All right, now we move to the Sweet 16. Houston, James Madison. I don't see James Madison being able to hang with Houston. Just it's, I mean, Cinderella story. It's a little David Goliath-y, I think. I think
Yep.
Houston takes care of business and advances on.
Same.
Kentucky Marquette. They've met a lot, and I think and Marquette always has had some March success against Kentucky. I think that'd be first to 90. Wins that game. I probably like Marquette because of defense, and I think that their defense would propel them. But I certainly could see the case for Kentucky.
Yeah, I mean, boy, what a game. What a just
That would be
matchup
awesome. Yeah.
of you got Kolick, Reed Sheppard, you got Cam Jones who's playing with a ton of confidence, you got Dillingham. Fun game, a lot of personalities, a lot of games there.
Calvert, Shaka, yeah.
Yeah,
Kentucky
yep.
fans getting mad that Shaka's like on the court, because they would be bitching. I'd probably get into a fight with a few Kentucky fans online. Yeah, it would be a
Shaka and Hurley was just so much fun to watch. Just like
yeah.
they're both obnoxious in your own ways, but it was just like the back and forth was great. But I like Marquette in this one. I just again I like their leadership, their teams together. You can see it, and I think that's where Kentucky runs into. All right, who's our guy? They just the leadership. I just don't think is there. So yep.
Yeah, I agree, and I also yeah, I think it just comes down to I can't trust that Kentucky defense farther than the Sweet 16. And I think this would be a step forward for Cal. I know their fan base, wants like a Final Four appearance, but I think that Kentucky getting to the second weekend is big for Cal. But I think Marquette comes out ahead. Marquette Houston is a hell of a matchup. Houston's really physical. Marquette has sometimes struggled with those really physical teams, and that has been an issue. I do think that Tyler Kolek, has learned from his mistakes. Early on this season, they kind of would beat him up, and he wouldn't be able to kind of figure out how to adjust that. And then he kind of became more of a distributor in those games. Obviously, a little more of a home court advantage with Houston being in Dallas. Then I know it's like separate parts of Texas, but I still, the homer in me would say Marquette. I still think they could figure it out, but it'd be a nail biter, for sure. And I would not be a great person to be around for Easter Sunday if that were the game.
Yeah, I mean, I tried to ride with you as long as I could, but
That's fine.
I just think Mar I just think Houston's just too good. That shed, I'm a, is a sheet or shed?
Shad, I think it's Shad.
Shed. I mean, him and Kolick, like that's gonna be one hell of a matchup.
Oh
More
yeah.
on the defensive end with Shed and how. They go at that, but
Right.
Cryer's also a big
Yeah.
scorer. I like Houston. So if we have to go to
You have to go to
the
the
randomizer
randomizer.
here,
Yeah.
that's fair.
LJ Cryer, another guy who's been here for fucking ever. Okay. Randomizer. Oh, I got it. I'm not cheating, I promise.
Sorry.
We're in. We're back. That's amazing. All right. Where did I say we'll go? I say we're going to go here. We'll try to go a little quicker. Florida Atlantic, Northwestern. I don't like this Florida Atlantic team at all. I actually like the Northwestern team. I think Boy Blue or Boo Blue, Blue hell of a player.
Boo-booey.
Boo Bluey. I can't. That's a hard one for my Wisconsin accent. I think he could play and play in the NBA. I was gonna say play on Sundays, but that's another sport. I don't know. I think he's a really talented player, and I just haven't really liked this Florida Atlantic team. Dusty May, rumors of him going to Louisville potentially. I'm gonna I'll ride with Chris Collins at Northwestern.
Yeah, Boo-Boo's like the only guy in that game that I'm like, this guy could take over the game. I mean, Jahnel Davis is still there. Vlad, Elijah Martin, all guys from that team. But you just saw them with so many games this year where it's like, well, they're losing a lot of, conference games. Weren't either the same team. So it's 8-9, kind of a, this one's more of a toss up to me. I'm totally fine with Northwestern.
I like I don't really I can't really build. I'd have to look at it, but it's hard for me to build a case for UAB versus San Diego State. I mean, it's an early start for San Diego State, so there is a potential like body clock thing, but this is a team that they did beat Florida Atlantic in overtime at home, but they lost to them on the road. They don't really have like a signature win, like lost to Clemson, lost to McNeese State, a fellow 12 seed by 20 points. I don't look at this like I remember last year. I was big on the Furman beating San Diego State, which was wrong. I almost, or no, it was Charleston. Sorry, it was Charleston,
It was
beating
close.
San Diego. It was close, right? And yeah, there is a little bit of a body clock. That game will be early in Spokane, Washington, but I don't look at this anything from a metrics perspective. The only thing might be just that San Diego State's a miserable free throw shooting team, and that could get come back to bite them. But I don't see anything here that really screams UAB upset.
Yeah, I know. I think Ladie is his name. I
Yeah,
think he's
Jaden
like a
Ledee, yeah.
20, 20, 21, 20 a game. And Lamont Butler is the guy who hit that shot last year. I mean,
Yeah, they
again,
had
battle tested team,
oh, totally.
experience. I like San Diego State.
Yeah, I totally agree. And I agree there. Auburn and Yale, I think that's an interesting matchup. David Gruber's Auburn Tigers. I don't know if you saw
What
the
the hell is
groups.
that about?
Oh, okay. So he's Bruce Pearl's agent, for
Oh,
those who don't
duh.
know. Yeah, so they're close.
No, it makes sense.
Yeah, so that's
Gruber's
why.
an agent?
Yeah, I guess just for Bruce Pearl.
Wow, interesting.
More you know. Yale. Everyone thought this would be Princeton. Princeton loses to Brown. Yale played. They played some teams this. They didn't do well. But they played Kansas, they played Gonzaga, so they at least kind of know what they're getting into. Auburn necessarily can't force a lot of turnovers like they would like to, because Yale just doesn't turn the ball over. They're a pretty smart team, they're an experienced team, but I struggle to find the upset here, just because it's there isn't really something that just stands out to me from a metrics perspective. Where I'm like, yeah, maybe it's Yale's defense, but I just can't see Yale pulling this one off.
No, I mean Auburn's top 10 offensive and defensive efficiency. I really like this Auburn team. And one of the best big men in the country in Giant Broome. So
Yeah.
I'm not picking that one. Auburn for me.
I think the BYU Duquesne matchup's fascinating. From the sense that, like, BYU easily could go on a legitimate run, but they're so dependent on the 3-point basket, and they're
50%,
so
yeah.
right. They
50%
shoot
of their shots.
right, exactly. And that's crazy. And Duquesne's like average. They don't give up a lot from three. Duquesne's on an all-time heater. They've won 11 of their last 13 games. Now they played a lot. So there, that is a factor, and BYU travels well, but I kind of like Duquesne here. I don't hate it, and maybe this is me falling in, which I always do. There is at least one or two teams that I fall in love with that are like they're hot the week prior, and I'm like, give me that team, going forward. So I'm gonna ride Duquesne, and if you disagree, I understand.
Yeah, we'll probably have the randomizer here. I just Ali Khalifa is a name that people will hear probably at the end of this tournament. 6'11", just incredible passing. Kind of reminds me of Jokic a little bit with some of his passing. But
Yeah, he's a good player.
I got BYU in this one, so we'll probably have to
Well,
randomize it.
my randomizer keeps giving myself the name, and I don't know. Okay,
Oh, there it is.
there we
I
go.
get
Okay,
one. Got
you
one.
get one. You're on the board. Illinois versus Morehead. Kenneth Faried is not walking through that door for Morehead State. They're a talented team, but they're not a bad team, but I don't know. Illinois to me is a team that's like high on my radar teams. I don't really trust Brad Underwood, the coach, but I like this Illinois team a lot. They just have a lot of ways they can beat you, and they do pretty well. Oh.
I don't feel strong enough right now. I don't love Illinois.
Oh.
I don't know if I'll do this in my personal one, but I kind of like Morehead State, but I'm not, for the sakes of this discussion, I'll ride with Illinois, but this is one I kind of want to look at a little bit more. Riley Minix is like a beast.
Riley Minix, porn star name or basketball player? Who's to say?
Yeah.
If it was Minx, that would probably be better. But anyways,
Right.
Washington State versus Drake is going to be an absolute banger of a basketball game. Very excited for Washington State Drake. I like that Washington State team a lot. I also like this Drake team. It is
Yeah.
a it's a clash. I also think Drake gets a little bit of a home court advantage, weirdly, being that this game's in Nebraska, and that not a bar trip for a school in Iowa, but it's a clash of styles. One team loves to shoot the three, the other one likes to pound it inside. I'm more on the Washington State side, but I certainly can see the case for Drake and the experience of Drake.
Yeah, I like, this is another one I want to take a look at. I like Washington State just at first glance, but by no means would I be surprised if Drake had the upset. Tucker DeVries is baller. I do like Washington State, so right, they had that kid that had cancer last year, I
Yep.
think, Miles Rice. It
Yep.
came, so cool story. I think I like Washington State in this one, but that's a fun game.
Oh yeah. And then you have TJ Olsenberger, Thomas More native, and recruit cheat. He stole a Marquette guy. It's no big deal. Playing his old school South Dakota State. South Dakota State back in the tournament. What's really interesting about this game that I will just flag for the people is in Iowa State's another team who allows a lot from three. This team likes to chuck it from three in South Dakota State. I'm not saying South Dakota State will win this basketball game, but do not be surprised if this game is close. And I don't have the balls to put it, pick it, but just want to flag it.
You're not gonna get it out of me. I'm going Iowa State here.
Okay. Connecticut, Northwestern. I take Connecticut there.
Yep.
And you seem like you're really sold on Auburn. I mean, I think Auburn, South Dakota State will be, or San Diego State will be a
Incredible
fantastic
game.
basketball game. Oh yeah, that'll be high level basketball. I kind of like Dutcher more than I like Bruce Pearl. When's the last like Auburn's last run was what when they was that the Tony Bennett year where they got to the final, or did they go?
No, when I had Walker Kessler and
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Jabbar Smith,
Yeah.
I don't know,
No, no, no.
were
They
they the
lost
Sweet
16.
16?
No, they lost Miami in the second round. So they haven't got
Yeah.
out of. So they
I
got
mean,
blown out by
yeah.
Houston last year. They lost in the second round. They got blown out by Miami in the second weekend. And then they didn't make the tournament in 21. That was COVID. And then, yeah, 19. So they got to the. They lost in the Final Four to. Was that Final Four? Yeah. Lost to the Final Four to Virginia by one point. And that was. Yeah. So I think I can ride with you with Auburn. I don't mind that San Diego State team. They are an impressive bunch, but I don't know. I think Auburn, I can get in your boat with Auburn.
Okay. Yeah, that's fun. I mean, talk about a hell of a second round matchup.
Oh yeah, that's great. And BYU Illinois will be fun. It sounds like you're on the BYU bandwagon. You're with the Mormons and you're out on Illinois.
See, in this matchup, I actually like Illinois better.
Okay.
The namesake, my Terrence Shannon. He's man. He talk about a guy who knows how to play the game. Not a great person,
Yeah,
but
I was gonna say, I was like, oh, well, that's
he,
emotional going on with Terry Chan.
when he plays, he can play, but yeah,
Right.
don't love him personally. Yeah, I think I actually like Illinois in this specific
Okay.
matchup.
I like Illinois a lot in that matchup. Washington State, Iowa State. Am I wrong for like not believing in Iowa State? I don't know.
Yes.
Like,
Yes.
I'm wrong for that.
I think
Okay.
Iowa State's pretty damn good.
Okay. All right. Then
But
we'll
I
I'll
don't,
no
if you got a
then
strong case for Washington State, I'll hear you out.
let me look at if I can really so like here's the thing with Washington State. They beat Arizona twice. Okay. So those are two really legitimate wins. But there isn't anything other than that. They played Mississippi State and they got beat by 12, who's an 8 seed, right? That's outside of their conference. And yeah, there isn't really a lot outside their conference to like. And the Pac-12 has been notably trash in outside. We talked about them being one of the worst conferences. So I think I have to take Iowa State, but I yeah, could see it. So
Okay.
Auburn, UConn, I would ride with the Huskies, but man, that talk about Dan Hurley versus Bruce Pearl, the amount of energy that would be a feisty coaching matchup between those two teams. But are you more leaning to that Auburn side?
Not in this one, no. I Connecticut's just too much of a tank, too big, too experienced. I mean, they're obviously the best team in college basketball for a reason. So yeah, Connecticut for me.
Illinois, Iowa State. I would lean Illinois. And maybe I'm trusting Brad Underwood far too much, but I think Illinois would get it done, and they just have a lot of things to throw at that Iowa State team.
Yeah, gonna have to go to the randomizer.
Okay. There it is. Got it. Okay. Wow. Really chalk so far for us. We're like the lady in the HR here. Chalk gets it done. And should have mentioned at the start, that's a terrible job by me. Yeah, this is for our bracket pool. So Tapping the Keg Sports, we have it. Password is tappers. Can enter. I'm sure you've got spammed on social media to enter. It's on Yahoo. This bracket will be part of it. We'll enter it as its own bracket. If I win, I'll use the $100 as a bar tab to and we'll find a time to just all hang out. And I'm sure I'll spend more than $100 too, but I'll think of a night out, maybe like a Bucks playoff game or something that we can all drink off of it. If this does end up winning.
Yeah,
So that's the
got some Syracuse breaking news that they are not participating in the NIT.
Is
So
anybody participating in the NIT? When is the NIT gonna announce that they're canceling it?
don't know. Yeah, it's sounds like either the coaches and or players decided not to play in it. So
Man,
we're
we'll see. That'll be interesting.
Who wants to play in that fucking thing? I mean, I
Well,
get
right.
it, but
Well, so like part of it too is the fact that the transfer portal opens on
to
today.
Tuesday? Yeah,
Yeah, no,
to yeah.
today or Monday. So it's like, or
Yeah.
today we're taping this Sunday night. Like it opens Monday, and they need to make sure that they have all the resources and that they're focused on it. And so I think someone was suggesting that what they really should do, which a lot of people have been banging the door for, is like
NIL.
create, well, no, create like a Champions League during the season for the NIT. Like the NIT basically be this like in-season tournament essentially, and you create it like throughout the like non-con and sort of it bracketed out and whatever, and create something along those lines to incentivize playing in it, and maybe it leads to like an automatic bid into the tournament no matter what. I don't know. They're gonna have to figure something out though.
Why not make it kind of like that NIL tournament they're talking about, where the players that are like, there's a prize at like, there's something at the
Yeah.
end
Yeah, you might
where
have. You
like the
probably.
current players, the guys that are gone, like they have, money in their pockets either for the following year, and maybe that, is there an incentive to be like, all right, well then we do the NIL, like you can't transfer, like
Yeah.
you encourage people to stay at the school. So I don't know, there's got to be a better way to do that.
No, I agree with you. I can certainly see that. So, but moving on to the Midwest, Utah State, TCU. I'm going Utah State. I love that Utah State team, Danny Sprinkle. You on TCU?
It's a toss-up for me. Utah State's fun to watch. Good team, experienced team. And I think it'll come down to the 3-point shooting, right? Because I think they're one of the best against the three defensively. It's again one of those clashes of styles of play where I think it'll come down to that. So I like Utah State in this one, actually.
Gonzaga McNeese State, Will Wade versus versus Mark Few. I guess there's beef between those two guys. I have to look at that. I know a lot of the Twitter people were going nuts for that. McNeese State, as sexy as it can get from a 12 seed, they shoot the hell out of the basketball. I like McNeese in this matchup. I think that as hot as Gonzaga's been, and like I can understand it, I just think like this is the kind of the moment here for McNeese State, and they've played. The only argument against McNeese State is they really haven't played anybody to the
Anybody?
caliber
No.
of Gonzaga's quality. So you could make that like the games they've lost to are to Western Carolina and to Louisiana Tech. Louisiana Tech, I think, won the CUSA regular season, but that's it.
Regulation.
And they beat
Yeah.
Michigan, but like again, Michigan's trash this year. Beat Louisiana, decent team, but like they played one team in the Power Six, and it was
Hey.
Michigan.
Let's not forget, they beat the Mississippi University for women.
Yes.
What the fuck
92.
is that?
Yeah. Well, they beat VCU at
92 to 23.
yes, correct.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. So
Just
there so that would be the case against McNeese State is like
sure.
they haven't played anybody. And if you wanted to zag in your brackets, that might be a reasonable zag to zag against that and say take on Zag.
Wow, lots of zags in there that
Yeah.
fit perfectly. I like Shahada Wells and Shumate, like the two guards I have. Like you need
Yeah.
good guard play in the tournament. And I think like even though they haven't played anybody, it's almost like those types of teams that kind of come in with a chip on your shoulders, like
Yep.
we're 12, we're gonna play with anybody in the country. Gonzaga obviously being a really big national name in school.
Right.
I think they relish in those types of games. So I actually like that mini McNeese State pick too.
All right, we're locking it in. Kansas, is Kansas playing rope-a-dope is really the question, right? Like this Kansas team down the stretch here, they were 6-3, 18-4 at the start of February. They lost six of their last 10 games, banged up. Dickinson has a shoulder. McCullough is hurt as well, playing a very fun Samford team. Bucky McMillan runs a awesome sort of style of basketball. They kind of in that same vein as McNeese State played VCU and Purdue, lost both those games, and then hasn't really played anything. The SoCon is a fun conference. It's I would say a decently hard conference, but it can this SMU team beat Kansas? I actually think they could. I don't think it's crazy to take Samford, to take both Samford and McNeese State, and this bracket kind of gets a little out of control.
Man, I don't love Kansas team and but again, very senior led
Yep.
team, right? You got DeJuan Harris who's been there, Hunter Dickinson hasn't been there, but ideally if these guys come out, McCullough and Dickinson and how many games, if they're gonna be fully healthy, what do they look like? I still like Kansas in this matchup. I don't love the
Okay.
team.
All
But
right.
again, if you want to go randomizer,
We
if
are.
you're okay.
Yep. We are. I keep winning. I will give you one. We'll give you one. You know what? I think this randomizer was a bad idea. We should just have done every other. It's fine. We'll learn. This is why we need Mitch. We need that third guy.
Sure, yeah.
Or we just need to get a third guy
To
on the
get off
show.
my Miami line, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, no. Yeah. South Carolina, Oregon. I've loved the South Carolina team all year. I probably ride in with South Carolina. I just think they, I know Dan, the only thing that holds me back is Oregon. When Dana Altman gets in the tournament, he always seems to find a way to make it to the second round or the second weekend. Oregon just has a way of doing that, but I like South Carolina in this matchup.
Yeah, I'm there. Although I love Dante's Inferno.
Yes.
Very fun player to watch, even though he's big guy.
Yep.
Extremely crafty, very strong. One of the best big men in the country. But yeah, I like South Carolina. I think they're pretty well balanced. With Meechie and Murray Boyles are
Yeah,
two
Peach
really good
Johnson,
players on that team. Yep.
LeBron guy, and as I tell Badger fans all the time, I'm very thankful Lamont Paris is in Columbia, South Carolina, and not Madison, Wisconsin. Old Ryan Disciple. Creighton and Akron. Did you see the finish of the Akron Kent State game last night?
I did.
I mean,
Well, I
do you think
feel
that
bad for that guy.
guy, like, have you played a lot of basketball, played all in high school? Can you remember anything like that? Like, in terms of when you played, or like that you've watched, I can't think of anything like that where just a complete
Just
utter
J.R.
brain.
Smith.
Yeah. Oh,
That's the
J.R. Smith.
only. That's the only thing that comes to mind of like, how can you be so inept in that moment? To just, I get it. There's so much going on. It's hard to kind of concentrate on exactly the details, but such a, man, yeah, it's just such heartbreak and just a terrible decision.
Oh yeah, that's a boneheaded move. I mean, the thing here that's interesting with Akron, I think it'd be hard to see an upset here. I think Creighton still has it. Also, the height disadvantage there. The tallest guy on their team is, let's see here, 6'9", and you got Kalkbrenner at 7'1", Shireman. They got size. And I'm not a huge fan of the Creighton fan base, but I think Creighton comes out ahead in this game.
Yeah, no upset here. Creighton's look pretty good. I know you don't love them, but they played a tough schedule and they got some, like you said, some big boys, so.
Yeah. Virginia, everybody hates. I mean, it'd be very classic college basketball if Virginia ends up getting to the second round. And that's like, because that's what happens. Like, we all shit
Yeah.
on this team, and then all of a sudden they're there. I don't exactly like Colorado State either. I don't like any of those teams. I don't like Texas. Like, I hate these. These are the ones I absolutely hate, because I hate all three teams. Like, I don't like anybody. So I don't know. If you have one that you like, I will ride with you.
Yeah, I don't love Virginia in that Colorado State game. I actually think Colorado State beats them. Yeah, not sure if I love them that much. Yeah, no, Texas. I mean, they got beat up a lot
Yeah.
this year. In that schedule, I don't love Texas overall, but I do like them against both teams really, and I think it's Colorado State. But yeah, I got
Oh,
Texas.
okay. You said take Texas. Tennessee, no St. Peter's magic, I think, a second time. I think Tennessee gets it done. Rick Barnes will
Yep.
face his old school in Texas. So will Purdue get to that second weekend? Utah State does play a lot inside. I really would be shocked if Purdue didn't make it out of the first weekend.
Same. I think this is the year they at least, yeah, they aren't getting bounced too early. I like Purdue.
McNeese State, can they shock the world and get to the Sweet 16 beating that Kansas team?
I am actually going to take that
Let's
McNeese
go.
State team.
Let's go. I know you need a couple double digits into the second weekend. I don't think McNeese, like, are they the two trendiest ones that we have? Yeah, but that's okay. That's all right.
Yep.
I like South Carolina over Creighton. That's definitely a biased pick, but I don't know. Like, maybe I just like this South Carolina team. I just feel like their metrics have been bad. They've been kind of getting disrespected all year, and they find a way to win, like, all the time. They have a decent amount of size. I think they can give. They did lose to, like, Auburn was a bad matchup for them, right? But they kicked the shit out of Kentucky. They beat Tennessee on the road. They didn't lose Tennessee at home. But they have, the real problem is they can turn over the ball a little bit, but they slow things down. I can't trust this Creighton team. I don't know what it is, but maybe it's my bias
I know
showing,
what
but
it
you think it's the bias?
is. I think so. I like Creighton in this one.
Well, I have the next up for the rant.
That's
I have the
fair.
either or, so we're going South Carolina. This thing's gonna get a little
Okay.
weird. Tennessee, Texas, or Texas, Tennessee. I like Tennessee. I think Tennessee's in a good spot there.
Yeah, same.
All right. On to the last one. We gotta get going here. Mississippi State,
Did you want to
Michigan.
pick? Did you want to finish that bracket?
Oh shit, sorry. Yes. Purdue McNeese State. I mean, that would be the funniest thing ever if McNeese State beat Purdue, but I can't see that.
Thought you would ride with me there. I kind of
No,
like
you want to
McNeese
take
to be.
if you want to take McNeese, that's fine. We can do
Got a
it.
lot of chalk on here, and I'm not just taking that. I like
Want?
McNeese. They're like one of my
Okay.
more
All
trendier
right.
ones, but.
There, no, look, we'll put McNeese there. They're there. That's there. Now, do you have Tennessee or South? I have Tennessee in that matchup because we've
Agreed.
seen it a couple times. And wow, McNeese State in the Elite Eight. I would take Tennessee in that matchup.
Yep, same.
Okay. So Tennessee Marquette. Okay. And then UConn on the other one. Oh, did we? Yeah, we. Oh, we never. UConn, Illinois. We never picked. I didn't see that. Do you have
I think
UConn
we
or no?
were I both I think we both had UConn, I
All right.
believe.
Yeah. I'm down. All right. Mississippi State, Michigan State. I like Mississippi State. I don't.
I
Michigan
love Michigan
State's,
State. Yep.
yeah. St. Mary's Grand Canyon's interesting. St. Mary's plays such a slow style. They haven't really done well in March. That has not been their strong point. Grand Canyon, I think, got a little
Super
bit.
trendy. Yeah.
You think they are trendy? Yeah, they beat San Diego State earlier this year. They were close with South Carolina. They beat San Francisco, who's in St. Mary's Conference. This is I. It's not a I could see it for Grand Canyon. But I also I'm okay with St. Mary's too. Where do you lean on that one?
I don't want to get too cute.
Yeah, that's
I
fine.
mean, St. Mary's again is kind of one of those clash of styles. Ty and Grant Foster, right? Yeah, he's a kid from Cold
Yeah.
from Grand Canyon. But I like St. Mary's. They look good in their conference tournament, and I think they move on.
I might try to sell you on Charleston beating Alabama. Just from a point perspective, no, maybe I'm not. Charleston does allow a lot of threes. I was about to say, well, I thought for some reason Charleston was good at defending the three because I do think you can beat Alabama if you stop the three, but they don't really. So I think I'd lean Alabama, but man, I do not feel good about Alabama just from a defensive side of things. And just they are battle tested though. They've played one of the toughest schedules in all of college basketball, so they kind of know what's ahead of them.
Yeah, I mean, they don't play any defense. They're
No.
100% offense, run and gun, movement. Got great guards. I'm not there on the Charleston upset, but yeah, Alabama is one of those teams that like, yeah, if they face a juggernaut offensively, they're gonna struggle.
Yeah, so New Mexico Clemson's very interesting from the fact that New Mexico is actually favored by Vegas as the 11 seed, which you don't see often, right? They are hot. They also will make you feel old because their two stars are Eddie House's kid, who
Yeah.
talks like Patrick Mahomes,
Oh my God, yeah, that was incredible.
and Jamal Mashburn's kid. So yeah, you're gonna probably feel a little old. Jamal Mashburn isn't as bad because he was like kind of out of the league. He was like big when like right is like I think we were all starting to understand basketball, but you know, Eddie House was, you know, in the late 2000s and stuff like that. But I kind of like the matchup though, doesn't exactly favor New Mexico. Like it's kind of a clash of styles. I don't know. I think I'll lean New Mexico, but you could sell me on Clemson.
Yeah, I'm with you on the New Mexico. Some of it's biased because I don't like Joe Girard.
Yeah, fuck Joe Girard.
Leaves Syracuse and goes to another ACC team when yeah, Boeheim was all about that kid. But anyways, I'm with New Mexico. I think the guard play there beats out Clemson.
I got Baylor. Colgate's like Vermont. They're cool story, but they never end up doing anything in the tournament. Baylor also used to be an untrustworthy team, has kind of worked out that moniker after winning the national championship. But I'll take Baylor in that matchup.
Yeah, no argument here.
I like Nevada against Dayton. Part of it is Dayton really hasn't played anybody. Also, part of it is the game's in Utah, and you know that altitude. Nevada plays in altitude in Reno. I kind of like that spot for Nevada.
I do too. Again, one of those, types of play that will kind of determine the game. Dayton, great 3-point shooters on that team. I like Nevada's size. I think they've got a couple guys that can bring problems. So, I have no problem with that pick, Nevada.
Arizona's fine. I don't think we'll worry about that. We wouldn't do that, but Arizona's the team. Arizona and Kentucky are both teams that I always take too far and always get burned
Sure.
by
Yeah.
taking Arizona and them too far. North Carolina, Mississippi State. Mississippi State will beat you up, but they just can't hit free. They're like 62%. They're one of the worst free throw shooting teams in the country. So I can't see an 8-1 upset. I have North Carolina there.
Yep, same.
Oh man, I want to take Alabama, but I feel like the St. Mary's grind you out defense will prevail over Alabama. And I just think Alabama will struggle with that sort of, slow it down. I think it's a total clash of styles, but I would lean St. Mary's there.
Yeah, I have a hard time thinking that St. Mary's can keep up with Alabama
Ooh,
in their guard
interesting.
play.
Okay. Take
I'm
Bama
Alabama
because
there,
okay,
but
and that
yeah.
and you have the tiebreaker. So,
Okay.
all right, New Mexico and Baylor. That's an interesting matchup. Baylor, New Mexico's again. It's like these are those sometimes those hot teams. You always want to be careful because they, I don't know, Baylor. It's hard to it's. I look at Baylor and they have things to like, but they don't have anything where you're like, wow, this Baylor team is like. I guess the Auburn win early, real early in the season was nice, but they didn't beat Kansas. Or they beat Kansas at home. They lost to Kansas on the road. They took Houston to overtime and they lost that one at home. I don't know. I will say Baylor, but that would not shock me if New Mexico got to the
Yeah,
Sweet 16.
I agree with that. Yeah, I mean, I like Baylor, but I think they're certainly vulnerable in New Mexico State. Or excuse me, New Mexico is one of those teams that could do it.
Am I crazy if we're thinking Nevada could beat Arizona, or do you think that's too cute?
No, I think for purposes it's too cute. I don't think it's crazy. I just haven't loved Arizona. They've been wildly inconsistent.
Right.
I like Arizona in this matchup, but that wouldn't surprise me either.
Yeah, it's more like to since we do have a lot of chalk here, it'd be like to kind of
Right.
get the chalk a little bit out of it and just say, all right, we have one more double digit, but then you also are putting Baylor in your Elite Eight. Do you really trust Baylor
Right.
into an Elite Eight? I don't know. But Tommy Lloyd hasn't really shown he can coach in March just yet. They've struggled consistently. I don't know, man. Maybe I
Is, I
pick
mean,
Nevada.
that's just a that's a weak that's such a
Oh
weak
yeah, that
bracket.
bracket stinks.
Awful.
I'm taking Nevada. Fuck it.
Okay.
We're doing it. Alabama, North Carolina would be an awesome game. They played, right? That was like a, or was that last year where there was that like four overtime game? Do you remember that? It was
Think
like
that was last year.
was that last year? That game rocked. That was like in, I think it was like a football Sunday and it was like four overtimes. That was last year. That was great. Yeah. They played 103 to 101. That game kicked ass. But that I think I would still take North Carolina. That Alabama defense, I can't trust it for 3 games. There's no way.
North Carolina
I have to begrudgingly put Baylor in there because I don't like that at all.
there. Yeah, I don't love it either.
I don't like it at one bit.
Maybe
But
this is the bracket you kind of relook at and get a little crazy with.
yeah, I don't know. It's fine, and then we put North Carolina in our Final Four, right? That
Yes.
also was that matchup with that. That was that crazy, elite. Was that a round of 32 game where they went back and forth, and North Carolina and Baylor won in the last minute? Was it North Carolina? I can't remember.
Yeah, I'm not sure of that.
Fuck, was that last year or was that 2 years ago? I know. I was living in my. I remember I was watching that game in my old house. Oh yeah,
Oh
they won
yeah.
in overtime. That's right. They were an 8 seed, and they beat the 1 seed Baylor to
Yeah, yep.
advance. That's right.
Sure.
They end up getting to the national championship game
Final.
as an 8 seed. That's right. Forgot all about that. Yeah, all right, give me North Carolina. North Carolina, UConn, classic blue bloods matchup, but I would say UConn in that one.
Yeah. From there.
I have to say Tennessee. I can't believe in Marquette to like I look like if you want to
Yeah,
sell me on
yeah.
Marquette, I don't know. Like all Big East
And
final would be a dream, but there would be nothing worse than to get all the way to the final game and then have to play UConn for a fourth time. It really would. That would suck.
Yeah.
That would fucking suck because you've lost to him. Now, granted, twice you lost to him without Tyler Colic. I also think the fact that you'd have to play Houston on well, you get 6 days off, but man, Houston, Tennessee back to back. Man, Tennessee to the fucking final game is so.
I don't I mean there's gonna be so many people that are hurt let down by Tennessee this year. It's just who they are, and I obviously don't have I wouldn't have Marquette here.
You have
I like
Houston.
Tennessee. I would, yeah. I like Tennessee probably in this matchup.
Oh
I
God.
again I don't know that they're there.
Yeah, we're definitely not picking up a bar tab for anybody.
And I'm taking in this matchup, I'm taking Connecticut.
Yeah, we'll set the final score at, I don't know. What, give me a couple numbers.
75, 64.
All right. Got it. All right. There it is. It's submitted. It's the people's bracket.
So without doing this, coming
Yes.
into it, did you have a different Final Four?
I haven't thought about it enough. I'm one of those people who, this gets me into trouble in a lot of walks of life, but I kind of procrastinate. I think on first blush, I probably will have Marquette in my Final Four. I probably will have UConn in my Final Four. I don't know what I'm going to do in the West. I think the West and the Midwest are gross. I think I might end up with Tennessee. I don't know, man. Maybe. I think it's possible because again, that Arizona thing really worries me. It's like, can you find those teams in the mid, like the threes and the fours? I'm not entirely impressed with a lot of teams in that lower region. I don't want to put Purdue in the Final Four. I don't know. It's gonna be tough. I think this is probably gonna be where it decides a lot of people's brackets is the West and the Midwest and see where it goes.
Did we have any 11s in the Sweet 16?
No.
Interesting, because those are always the ones I feel like that, like Oregon is a weird one. Like they could.
Oh, Oregon 100% could find their way into that, they're talented enough that they could easily be in the Sweet 16. I could see myself looking at it again, thinking through it and saying, all right, we're gonna make some switches here.
Yep.
I mean, hell, I could see myself taking Charleston and just taking then St. Mary's to the Sweet 16. We'll see, man. It's gonna be fun. I think it's going to be see how crazy it gets. I think a lot of people, it's funny with how crazy this week was, everybody's like, oh, I'm gonna pick a chalk bracket. And then it's like, well, but I think it's hard to just find those upsets. It's really tough to like be like, yeah, this is my team. And I don't know if like a UConn exists. So like UConn won as a 4 seed last year. And you look at the 4 seeds this year, it's Alabama, it's Kansas, it's Auburn, it's Duke. So maybe it's Auburn would be that team. Cause it's not, I just unless Kansas is pulling an all-time rope-a-dope, it's not Kansas. And Alabama doesn't have the defense at that three line where you see a lot of champions come from. Again, how much do you trust Baylor? Kentucky, maybe, and Illinois. Maybe that's the zag as you take Illinois to beat Connecticut, and that's it. But man, that's putting a lot of faith in it.
Iowa
Iowa
State's
State,
probably
yeah.
mine coming out of there. I think if I'm gonna go Zag, it's gonna be Iowa State over Connecticut.
Yeah.
I really like that team, so.
Yeah, no, that all makes sense. Before we get out of here, we We the Bucks have a nice win against the Phoenix Suns. They win 140 to 129. They couldn't miss from deep.
Unreal.
Was absolutely incredible. Bobby had 30, Dame had 30, Jay Crowder with 18 from the ashes.
Yeah, Everett Beasley had 17. We had
Yeah, it,
six guys in double figures.
right.
Shot,
And
what, a 58% from three? It's ridiculous.
they couldn't. I mean, it was nice to be on the other side of an outlier game. You know, we had a healthy debate on Tuesday night after they lost to the Kings and group chat about, you know, the outlier games and giving up threes, and we saw the other side of it in this game. And but they played really well. And I think that doing that without Giannis, and Doc came out after the game and said, you know, the more we thought about it, we need to get Giannis those 6 days off. So now he will be fully well rested for the game against Boston on Wednesday night. Really hoping for a great game between those two teams. You know, I was thinking about it today, like, I don't want that game to be a blowout. I know I like that maybe sounds weird, but like I just kind of want to see the Bucks against the Celtics in clutch time. Given that the Celtics have struggled in that area, like I just want to see, like, you know, can the Bucks get somewhat of a mental edge against that Boston team? I think winning in Boston, a place where the Celtics have only lost once this season, would be just a huge vote of confidence. But I mean, people forget that first Bucks game against Boston, they were right there. And if they
I
didn't,
mean, Dame, if
they,
Dame doesn't get hung on the rim, you know, it's a,
right,
who knows?
right. And they just started slow. And if they don't start slow in that game, they probably win. But any thoughts right now on kind of the state of the Bucks and where things are at this point?
I mean, I don't want to get too high on this game. Like, we kind of had a very similar a week ago, right? Where they beat the Clippers without him. And we were on this high, and then they, you know, rattle off a couple losses. So I don't want to get too high. I love that Chris looked good. I mean, Bobby looked incredible. Dame looked real. I mean, what did he have? 16 assists. Beasley, Jay Crowder, like, those are more of the guys where I'm like, okay, we need the auxiliary pieces to come through. And I think that's what was most encouraging outside of Chris, obviously, in this one. So I don't want to get too high. I really want to see how they play on Wednesday, fully healthy, and kind of go from there. But they have these games, and it's just like, you know, there's just these dips in some of the games they have. And again, we talked about, you know, the 3-point stuff, but I mean, Wednesday's going to be a huge test.
Yeah, I mean, and it'll be just a great sort of gut check to see where you are, because Boston's coming in. I believe they might have a game tomorrow night or tonight against the Pistons. So, but they will
Oof.
have a day off prior. So there should be no running, right? I know Jaylen Brown missed tonight with an ankle injury, but like everybody should play. They don't have a back to back. They play Detroit, you know, they Detroit sandwich. It's like having a really shitty bread with great meat. It's like two Detroit games in Milwaukee. So there is no reason why the Celtics shouldn't have everybody playing. And if they do, they don't, they're running from something, right? They like don't want to show anything. And but yeah, and I will see too, like Doc coached pretty well against Mazzulla in that series. Like Sixers had a chance to close out Boston last year. They didn't. Was that a Doc thing? Was that a Harden and Embiid thing more so than we knew? I think that'll be interesting to see, like, how the Bucks approach the Celtics with Doc and his coaching staff versus what we saw a little bit with Griff, and then obviously what we saw with Bud last year. That's definitely something that I'm paying very close attention to. So this should be, but I get you. I understand not wanting to be too high on this. I don't. It was interesting. The broadcast was like, "Oh, the Bucks don't have a chance to catch Boston for the one seed." I'm like, I think they do. If like, it would have to go really bad for Boston, but I don't think they have a one seed locked up. They're 9.5 games back, but that's so yeah. But it would be take like a miracle, but at the same time, like it's definitely still on the table. But the Bucks are. I mean, that's another kind of sneaky headline. The Bucks are starting to kind of push away a little bit from the Cavs and the Knicks.
Gavs,
Yeah, they're 1.5 games up now on the Cavaliers. They're 3.5 games up on the Knicks. The Knicks now just got everybody back with OG and Brunson. So they're now kind of back and rolling again. But I really feel good about it. Would be nice, to your point, to string together a couple. And even if you don't beat Boston, but it's close and you can say, all right, you played them well in the clutch.
In
You feel,
Boston.
yeah. But if you do win, like then all of a sudden it's like, what team has two wins against Boston and one win against Denver? And then it's like, does Milwaukee belong at that table? And then they have a fascinating matchup later this week with Oklahoma City at home on Sunday night. Where I mean, I where do you stand on this? Mitch and I kind of disagreed on the Oklahoma City matchup. I personally feel like if you saw Oklahoma City in the finals, it actually would be okay for the Bucks because they just overwhelm with size. Like they have no size. And Chet would it, but Mitch's argument was they're the kind of athletic team like Sacramento, like Indiana, and that the speed of Oklahoma City would
Fast.
actually be too much for the Bucks. Where do you kind of land on that?
Shea scares me in that
Oh yeah.
series. There's nobody on the Bucks guarding him. And you got to think, like, he was our guy going into the draft, right? Jalen Williams has had an
Love
incredible
Jalen Williams.
sophomore season. Chet's looked really good. Lu Dort, again, another, like, they've got good guys, like good defenders. I just Shea's in that kind of that 6'5"-ish range where he's a point guard. It's like you got no Beasley and Dame's not touching him. I'd like the Bucks in that because Brook and Giannis are overwhelming, but they got really solid 1 through 4, 1 through 5 guys. Not crazy deep bench wise, but their five are good. But I would like the Bucks in that still.
It's too bad that game's on Sunday of the tournament because I wouldn't even mind, like Mitch was talking, like, oh, I wouldn't mind going seeing Oklahoma City, and I kind of agree with that, but who knows, maybe Marquette plays late, but yeah, and then they have Brooklyn as well, but that's on a back to back after the Boston game, so I would imagine a couple guys won't play in that game, just as a, it doesn't make sense, and I think you can beat Brooklyn with the Bucks B squad, so we'll see, but. Anything else? Anything else on your mind to talk about? Anything we missed? I know we went quite a bit. So, but I also, if you had any other topics, anything else burning? Did you A, have any free agent Packer free agency takes? Have you liked what they've done? Did you, you...
No, yeah, I liked I did like what they did. I think everybody's kind of sad to see Jones go, but I mean, Josh Jacobs in this offense is going to be fucking awesome. Bakhtiari move had to happen, and you got your safety. So we've been clamoring for Goody to do this type of free agency and be aggressive, and he did it. And sometimes you got to make tough decisions, but I think they're well positioned to be a true contender this year.
Yeah, it's interesting they didn't go out and get a linebacker. So I don't know if they look at a guy in the draft and they feel like they have somebody that's there, or if they have another move up their sleeve, because Jerome Baker was kind of the guy that a lot of people thought he would be a Packer, just given the relationship that Campanella, the coach, has with Baker, was his coach last year, but he goes to the Seahawks. So we'll see. We'll kind of see where. What they do at that linebacker position because they're kind of running out of options. I don't know if they're going to wait till after June 1st or, but we'll sort of see. That's, I think, the only like question. And maybe do you want another safety? I know there were some rumors that there was some interest in Micah Hyde, bringing Micah Hyde back. But which would be cool.
We
It'd be a cool story.
lost out on the Rachel Bush sweepstakes
Yeah.
getting
I
Poyer
didn't,
back.
did you know him and Rodgers were close? Did you see that?
No.
They went to the same retreat, like in like some weird like hippie retreat in Costa Rica.
I did not know that.
I saw it on Instagram today.
So I was gonna say the only other thing I'll say is this division got a whole lot more interesting this morning.
Oh yeah.
Obviously with the Fields news, which I have no idea what Pittsburgh's doing.
I have no idea what Chicago's doing. Like, why won't you sit on that asset until like August? Because you just don't want the media to be up your ass about Fields or Williams. Like, what I thought they should have done was just wait till like a team, like, because Sam Bradford got traded for a number one pick because I believe Minnesota lost the quarter. Teddy Bridgewater got hurt. That's what happened, right? Teddy Bridgewater has a horrific leg injury. Minnesota's desperate. They have a playoff team and they're like, we need to get to the playoffs. So we'll trade a first round pick for Sam Bradford. You could have done exactly that. You could have done exactly that for, and maybe not a first round pick, but you could have waited to see if an injury happened and then made that deal. But Chicago knows they don't have the infrastructure for anybody for them to wait, and they need to make this abundantly clear to Caleb Williams that this is his team.
Yeah, it's shocking to me. And for what, a sixth rounder? Like, what? Yeah, didn't make much sense. But yeah, I don't know. Interesting division. JJ McCarthy, you are a Minnesota Viking.
You think he's gonna go? You think they're gonna trade up to draft him?
I do. Yeah, I think that's the move. Like, they have to. Like, don't tell me Sam Darnold is going to be the guy starting week one.
I
I
got
just,
into
yeah, I think they have to make a move. And obviously Jefferson's not going to be leaving, but they've got to do something.
yeah. Hey, the JJ McCarthy thing was interesting. I mean, they also traded up to get what the 22nd. They have the 22nd pick now, so they could potentially be in range to draft a Penix or a Bo Nix. Which they draft Bo Nix, great. Like, well, I'll throw a party. They draft Bo Nix.
Yeah,
Michael
I'm not worried about
Penix,
that
I'd
guy.
be a little worried about Michael Penix, and especially in that dome, him throwing bombs to Justin Jefferson and Jordan Addison would be terrifying. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see, man. I hope I the JJ McCarthy thing's fascinating. I got roasted in a group chat, not ours, but in another one for saying he was a first or second rounder, and no one believed me. And I was like, I don't know, man. There's some people just like him. I don't know what to tell you. And they're like, So again, just sometimes you know ball, and then it's and then you don't. So, anyways, we will sure we'll hook up again soon. Maybe sooner than the last time, and make sure you go see Shaken at the Sophie on
Friday.
Friday. Find him on the socials, Shay Ken underscore on the X Twitter platform, and then just Shay Ken right on Instagram and Facebook. All right. All right. Well, good talking to you, brother. Best of luck with your brackets. Enter password tappers. We're on Yahoo. You'll find it. I'll be spamming it throughout the week, and suggestions for the second and third prize. I'm open to ideas. So, but I'll figure them out before Thursday if I have to. So we'll see you guys tomorrow. We have another guest tomorrow. We got guests all week. This is like the biggest show week I've had in a long time. So I'm very excited for it. So stay
It's a
tuned.
good time to have that.
All right. Take care, man. Have a good one.
Later.